Ian Dayborne standing in for Mike Pryor this Thursday afternoon. And around about this time, Mike always has some guests. And I'm not going to be left out. If Mike has guests, then I'm going to have guests too. So we welcome Connor Dumbrell and Joe Richards from the ADC Theatre. Good afternoon.
Afternoon.
Yeah.
Now, I'll tell you what, gentlemen. Actually, just move that microphone a little. That's it. Yeah, a little bit nearer to you. I should have sorted that out beforehand, shouldn't I? Just come in there so we can hear you. Say hello.
Hello.
Oh, hang on a second. Let me just. I don't know if you're. Oh, there we go. Try now.
How's that?
Oh, that's better. Yes. You're fully functioning now. Right.
Okay.
We're in action with our microphones. You should have sorted that out beforehand, shouldn't we, rather than chatting with you. So welcome. So Connor plays Jack Firebrace in the production of Birdsong, which is based on the Sebastian Faulks international best-selling novel. They are midway at the ADC through the performances, two down, three to go. And Joe is here. Well, you're an understudy, aren't you, Joe? Because we were going to have the director.
Yep.
But director couldn't make it. That was Anastasia. Bruce Jones, so she sent you in her place.
Yep.
And I'm sure you will do a fine job of it. So who shall we start with? How about you, Joe? Set this up for us. Birdsong. Imagine you've got into a lift with me. We're going from the first to the 15th floor, and you've got about 35 seconds to tell me what it's about.
Right. Well, we're following the story of Stephen Raisford, who is a lieutenant in the First World War in the trenches, and he's found himself in the valley of the River Somme, which is bringing back all these memories of an experience he had about 6 years earlier in 1910, when he was staying with a French family and found himself embarking on a very passionate love affair with a very beautiful young woman. And that's all coming back to him now that he's in the trenches with his men, including Jack, who Connor plays, and a number of other soldiers. And so we're just tracking his experiences and those of the other men through the trenches. And we have a few kind of flashbacks to those memories of the past of France in 1910.
And in terms of being the assistant director, actually, can you just sit back slightly from the mic? You're a little bit close to it. Yeah. In terms of being the assistant director, what does the assistant director of a production do that the director leaves to them?
Well, there are obviously there's only so much time that the director has. So obviously it's about picking up some of those things that she might not have time for. So looking at some kind of character work with some of the actors, I've been getting into that. But mainly just kind of sitting in rehearsals, taking... maybe slightly more of a backseat than the director, just to kind of give a slightly more distance my feedback and look at kind of what the actors are doing from a slightly different perspective to that the director has. But mainly it is just kind of the same thing as the director, but obviously just letting her kind of take control. I know that if we disagree... Her opinion does obviously come first.
I was going to say it's quite a tricky one to pull off, and you've obviously got to have a close relationship with the director because the director's got to trust your judgment and allow you to say what you think. And I suppose you've got to understand what the director's looking to draw out of the actors.
So it was really important that before we even started this, I spent a lot of time with the director talking about her kind of vision for the show, and we looked really closely at the script. To talk about what she wanted to achieve so that the things that I kind of could be looking at were all channeled through her vision for the play so that we weren't working kind of opposite directions.
Yes.
But at the same time that obviously that we are kind of not just doing exactly the same thing, because otherwise there's no point having two of you, or indeed three, because we do have another assistant director who's also been working on the production. But it means that we can all kind of look out for different things and think about the best way to achieve that vision that the director's set out for us, using our own kind of ideas and creative spirit.
Quite a responsible role. And Connor, you play the part of Jack Firebrace. Sounds like a hero before you've even met him. So who is Jack? What's his role in the play?
Jack is a tunneler. And that's often a role that was really overlooked in the First World War. Often you just think about the soldiers, but the tunnellers used to dig really deep down, right under the enemy trenches, and lay bombs to blow up the enemy before the attack. And Jack is the loveliest character. He's always there supporting all the other characters in the play. He's really jolly, but he receives some extremely harrowing news halfway through the play. And that means looking at the story of Stephen Raisford, the lead, Jack kind of provides a counterpoint with which to judge Stephen Raisford, the main character, against, and kind of plot his journey throughout the play.
And with all of this, the backdrop, of course, the Somme and the First World War, so these guys are under attack whilst all this personal and all these personal issues are going on. And I suppose it's the play is about, I haven't read the book, but the play is about the fact that they have all this war stuff to deal with, and they've got the personal issues going on in their lives as well. Is that the kind of crux of what it hangs around?
Completely. The set, I mean, I'm speaking for the whole cast when we say it's an absolute joy to act on this set because it's beautiful. They've constructed a complete First World War trench in the ADC Theatre.
Wow.
And that stays there for the whole play as a constant reminder of the First World War and post-traumatic stress disorder and the Damocles sword almost of always having the war in your mind on top of all those personal issues. So I think it's a creative decision on behalf of the directors and the technical crew. That's something that as an actor is really, really helpful and really helps us get in the right frame of mind when we're on stage.
When you're preparing. Mm-hmm. And Joe, tell me, how big is the cast? Is it a large one?
So I think we've got 13?
I think so. Mm-hmm.
13.
Big enough to
cast,
be a handful.
Yeah. So, yep, a handful. So it's a nice sized cast. It means everyone kind of knows each other. We do have a little bit of doubling with actors playing a couple or even three different roles in the play, which is really nice because then I think it means the audience get to know each actor really individually, which is very nice. But yeah, no, it's a nice sized cast direct, not too big, not too small. And we've got a really good kind of bond going on, which has really, really been nice to direct, nice to work with.
And are you a theatre group who are appearing at the ADC, or is your group part of the ADC's company?
So we are working with the Marlowe Society Company.
Right.
Which is one of a number of companies in Cambridge who can apply for slots at the ADC. So we're not kind of directly associated with the ADC, but obviously it is a very like, close working relationship, using kind of all of their equipment, their props and things like that. But it is, we are kind of a separate company then who get to kind of take over the theatre for the week.
Wow. And Connor, do you have aspirations to go on and become an actor for a living, or is this just a hobby for you?
Oh, I'm not sure. This show has definitely made me want to carry on with all the acting because we're such a close cast and crew. That's something that's really been fostered throughout the whole rehearsal process. We've become really, really good friends. And I think that's something that's so important when you're putting on a show as dark as this one is.
Yes.
That you keep each other upbeat and support each other the whole time. So if all acting's like that, I'd absolutely love to continue because we're having such a great time.
And in terms of preparation, how long have you been working on the production? Who wants to answer that one? Joe, go on.
Well, we first found out that we were able to have our slot at the beginning of March. So that's when we first started working at myself and the director and the other assistant director. And then I think our rehearsals began kind of mid-March. We had a little bit of a two-week break for Easter. And then we've kind of been back in since about, I think it was the 12th of April that we started rehearsals. We've been going every day since then with quite long days. We've been working them hard.
Yes.
Just to make sure that we do get because the best possible end product for our audience. So it's been a bit of a tight turnaround compared to some shows that we have in Cambridge Student Theatre. But we've been kind of really packing it in. So I think that really, really shows that they've put in a lot of work and they've done really, really well with it.
Yeah. And Connor, you've performed twice. I could say you've done two performances, but that doesn't sound quite right, does it? You've performed twice. How have the audiences been?
Absolutely brilliant. It's so different when you actually put the show on compared to kind of dress rehearsals, because when you've got an empty auditorium, it's really hard to respond as an actor to how the audience is feeling at that time. So having people sitting there and hanging on every word you say is absolutely brilliant, and they've seemed to enjoy it so much. Yeah.
Excellent. Well, it sounds like a great production. Susie, who was on before me, I was chatting with her about it, and she's read the book, and she said it is a cracking story. Mm. So all the best. Do you have any tickets left, chaps?
We do indeed.
Yeah? Just yes. A few?
Yep, a few going for each of the three nights left. So, yep, they're all still
okay. And how does the seating work? Do people get allocated seats, or do they... they do. Okay,
seats,
so...
Yeah.
All right, then. And I think the ticket prices range between £7 and £12, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. OK, so if people want to get tickets, what's the best way to do that?
Well, they can go online to the ADC website, which is adctheatre.com, and they'll find the link there to book tickets, or there will probably still be tickets available just before each performance, which you can buy at the box office at the ADC Theatre on Park Street. Either of those should probably be the easiest way to get the tickets, yeah.
And what time do people need to get there if they want to buy a ticket this evening, say, for tonight's performance? What time would you recommend they arrive?
Well, we open at 7:45, so it's probably a good idea to get there a little while before, so quarter past, half past, and there's a bar at the ADC, so they're always welcome to have a drink once they've got their ticket.
Very nice,
before
too.
Before the show, yeah.
And curtain up at what time?
At 7:45.
Okay, and you run through, is it a long show?
I think it's been running at about 2.5 hours each night.
Right, and that includes the interval, does it? Excellent. Okay, gents, well, thank you very much indeed for coming on to Cambridge 105, telling us all about it. Yeah, no, it was a pleasure. That's Joe Richards, Assistant Director, and Connor Dumbrell, who's playing Jack Firebrace, the heroic-sounding Jack Firebrace, in the production at the ADC Theatre of Sebastian Falk's Birdsong. And there are tickets available. You can go along and see it tonight or tomorrow night or indeed on Saturday for the last performance. And we thank you for coming in.